WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Chris Elliott has been building his reputation by making a fool of himself. He began his career as a writer for Late Night with David Letterman, winning 4 Emmys. He developed a series of wacky and endearing characters for the show, including the panicky guy, the guy under the seats, the fugitive guy. Elliott's popularity on Letterman led to his own TV show called Get a Life. It was about the exploits of a 30-year-old paperboy who lives with his mother and father. The father was played by Elliott's real-life father, Bob Elliott, of Bob and Ray fame. Get a Life developed a small fanatical following, but died after its second season. Elliott has had supporting roles in a number of movies, including The Abyss, New York Stories, and Groundhog Day. He now has his first chance at stardom with Cabin Boy, which opens on Friday. The film is about an insufferable rich kid who gets his just desserts when he mistakenly boards a fishing trawler called the Filthy Whore, thinking it's a cruise liner. The fishermen make him their cabin boy, enjoying the humiliating tasks they make him do. Among his many chores is being lookout as they navigate through a sea of icebergs.
Okay, you hit one.
Damn it! Tell us before we hit the bloody things!
Oh, now I get it. Sorry.
This little system's working out great.
I don't know exactly what this means, but a giant iceberg just winked at me.
Not a promising development.
Now, the character you play is Nathaniel Mayweather, a perfect name, of course. You describe him as an overconfident idiot.
Yeah.
Isn't this the part you've been...
I think I was describing myself at that point. Yeah, that's basically one way of describing him. He's sort of an outgrowth of the persona that I've developed throughout the years from Late Night to the TV show that I did. And he's kind of a guy who's just... sort of has tunnel vision. He doesn't really see the rest of the world or care really how he deals with other people and deals with people on somewhat of a childish level, I suppose.
Does this require a lot of research on your part?
Well, you can tell just by talking to me, Marty. I'm pretty much that guy. No, I mean, it really is something that I've just sort of, thanks to Dave Letterman, just I was given a chance to do. But it definitely is a persona that I've been doing since high school.
Well, I have to tell you, there's a whole conversation going on the internet about you and this movie.
Uh-huh.
Everyone apparently on the internet is very excited about it.
Oh,
this is Chris Elliott's big chance. We've got to make sure this film is hot, or Chris Elliott may just remain a cult hero. These are your fans.
Oh, that's nice to hear. But, you know, I'd be happy with that. I the idea of having a cult following to me is fantastic. And if somebody had said to me when I was 15 years old and already knew I wanted to go into this business that, well, don't worry, in 10 years you're going to have a cult following that will be fairly loyal to you, I would be ecstatic, would have been ecstatic, and I'm happy to have that now.
Is there a sequel to Cabin Boy?
A Boy 2?
Boy 2.
There is in my head, and I think that's probably where Disney would like me to keep it. I don't know. I think that's up to the money people and how it works out, and if it is popular or just a cult hit or whatever. But I think there's I have other movies in me with that go in other directions as well. So hopefully I'll do something else. I'm not, the kind of guy that just thinks, okay, now I'm a movie star and I'm just going to do movies. You know, I really like doing television an awful lot. I like the real quick aspect of TV and being able to throw away what you do and go on to something else. So I may do some more in TV.
Well, do you see yourself playing a boy into your old age? A perpetual boy?
Well, I don't see myself playing a boy now. I know that he's sort of, people in the movie call him that, cute kid or cabin boy in a sense. But he's probably, at least Nathaniel's probably about 30 years old, and he's a guy who's just sort of developed later in life than most kids because he's been sheltered for so long. I think there will be this quality in everything that I always do. And I think there's a tradition in that in comedy. I mean, if you go back, you know, Laurel and Hardy were kind of kids, you know, you know, the Marx Brothers certainly were just like, you know, children. So I think that thread will probably always be in my stuff.
Here's a personal question for you, but is it your chin you think that has kept you from stardom, real stardom?
My chin?
Yeah.
You mean my lack of? No, I think it's just my bad attitude.
You don't have a star's attitude?
No, I don't. I should, shouldn't I? I should throw more hissy fits. Maybe that'll get people to notice me a little bit more. No, I think just because I am trying sort of in my own awkward, obnoxious way to sort of cut out my own niche in this business, and to a degree I've been successful doing that, and that's not unlike what my father did, as opposed to sort of playing the game the way the rules are supposedly written. But, you know, another reason is I don't consider myself an actor. So I don't go out and I don't compete for roles with other people my age or my type, because I give right away, I grant right away that there are billions of actors out there that are better actors than me. I just think I'm a funny guy, and I think that I'm best in things that are designed specifically for me.
Well, your dad is Bob Elliott. What did he teach you, if indeed you can use that word, about comedy, about humor?
He is very sarcastic and sort of looks at underlying qualities in people. And even in a lot of his characters, there's sort of subtle things subtle characteristics that he would latch onto in his characters, and as opposed to being very broad, and I think that that I got that from my dad, is just kind of looking at sort of the more shadow side of people that's funny. You know, for me, it translates to sort of the psychopathic side on people that I find funny. But that's not usually something that somebody would latch on to if they're trying to come up with a character.
Was he a funny father?
Funny as anyone else's dad. You know, he is a very normal guy who was on radio in New York City, where I was raised, and he left for work just like any other businessman. And he, when he came home, it was done with. It was not a Hollywood or showbiz family at all. That's the way I'm trying to live. Also, is just very unaffected by you know, what I do for a living.
So you didn't tell the kids in the neighborhood that's my dad, Bob Elliott, on the radio?
No, not at all. I think I was impressed, though, as a kid. I remember walking down to his office with him many times, and just about every other block in New York City, somebody would come up and shake his hand and say how much they enjoyed him and how much, you know, joy he had brought into their lives. And even as a kid, I remember, you know, I guess early on just thinking, my dad, geez, he knows a lot of people in New York. And then once I realized what he did for a living, then I realized that was pretty neat.
Do people come up and shake your hand?
They come up and scream in my face, get off the air. Do us all a favor.
I can't believe that. Not having read the internet.
No, I have a very strong core following, and they do stop me a lot. It comes in waves, and television, I think even more than films, at least on the level that I'm doing films, is that kind of exposure is unbelievable. I mean, when I did this TV show called Get a Life, I had just been on really the Letterman show up until then, and 2 weeks into the show, I was just mobbed in playgrounds and by kids that were actually watching the show. And then when that show went off the air, then it kind of waned a little bit, you know, and that's when I hit the bottle pretty hard.
Well, I want to talk about Get a Life, but first we have to take a short break. My guest is Chris Elliott. His new movie is called Cabin Boy. We'll be back after a short break. This is Fresh Air. I'm speaking with Chris Elliott, and his latest movie, which opens very soon, opens tomorrow, is called Cabin Boy. Well, I do have to count myself as one of the hundreds of your fans of,
oh,
of Get
nice.
A Life. Oh, and there is a real hole in my TV watching schedule that it's not on the air. Why do you think it didn't catch on?
I think it did catch on, believe it or not. I mean, the ratings were never good, but, you know, by people's response now, like yourself, I'm still stopped by people that say, you know, what happened? That was wonderful. And I think that it impressed people because it was different. It was a different show, and it was odd, and it was kind of odd to be scanning your TV channel and going from, you know, Different Strokes, Full House, all these shows that kind of look and sound the same to something as bizarre as that and actually have it being offered by a network or almost a network. And I think that's why people remember it. Why it didn't catch on is sort of for the same reason. I think it scared a lot of people, including the network themselves. I think it was just so odd that, I mean, even I look back on it with a great deal of embarrassment, along with, you know, pride. But I think it was just kind of a frightening, ugly show.
Well, we should explain the premise before we get too deep into it. It's about a 30-year-old paperboy named Chris Peterson who lives with his parents. Right. Where did this premise come from?
Well, I lived with my parents till I was 23, and there's a jump between 23 and 30, but I think that it probably, the initial idea sort of stemmed from the fact that I did that, because I can remember sort of, you know, family gatherings where people, you know, would kind of look at me like, you know, when the hell is he going to get on with his life? And, you know, I sort of latched onto that as a character. It was interesting, though, when the show was pitched to Fox, you know, I don't think that they knew what they were going to get. You know, I think they were hoping for more of like, you know, a Peter Pan type character, a guy who's really a child at heart but says what he says is silly, but we find some wisdom in it. And
I don't know.
I think if you know my work at all, it's, you know, what we were trying to do is basically a show about a nut. And that's what they got. And I think part of the reason it got pulled was because it wasn't really what they were hoping it would be.
Well, everybody has their favorite episode. Mine is Wallet Boy.
Yeah, that's a lot of people's favorite. That's interesting that you say that.
Describe the premise for that episode.
I guess the idea there was that I, for the first time in my life, go to the big city, which is sort of a mystical place, I guess, to me. I take a train and to the big city and go through these big doors and like Oz, and the city is then sort of vintage 1940s New York City, and I end up losing my wallet and become the local hero in the city, and all the fun that happens after that. But the idea for that sort of came from, I think I had seen Walter Mitty again for the 100th time on television, or I was scanning through it, and I remember seeing the backdrops and the chroma key and the rear projection that they used in that movie, and I thought, well, that would be fun to do that as an episode if we could get some of that footage. And it actually was a hard thing to shoot, but it came out nice.
Well, after all the attention and all the hoopla about Wallet Boy, it turns out that Wallet Boy had left his wallet at home.
Right, yeah. Again, being kind of a stoop. Yeah, he sort of goes through the John Doe scenario of becoming the big hero, but then we find out that he was an idiot and he's expelled from the city.
Do you miss doing the show, or do you feel like you got away with it for two seasons and you're pretty lucky to be able to do that?
No, I don't miss doing Get a Life at all. I do miss doing television regularly, although I am going on Letterman every month with a little short film of my own making, and that's fun to do. Keeps my hand in TV.
Well, I thank you, Chris Elliott, for joining us today on Fresh Air.
Oh, thanks, Marty. It's a pleasure. I appreciate it.
Chris Elliott's new movie is Cabin Boy. This is Fresh Air.